Fifth gear, freed up, free will. By the way, be sure to follow us on our new Instagram page at 721 Ministries Live. At 721 Ministries Live. 1 to 1.5 minute quips from Sam and 721 that I think will be really helpful for you. Okay, to live in Jesus' fifth gear, we must harmonize in our minds several dichotomies. Perhaps the most confusing and troubling is the free will versus God's sovereignty debate. On the surface, or at least in the kingdom of this world, the two are diametrically opposed. They simply cannot coexist. Yet, in Jesus' kingdom, they can and do. But outside the kingdom, that is, in your little kingdom or the kingdom of this world, you actually have no free will. What? Okay, I know this is counterintuitive to say the least, but until you surrender your free will to Jesus, you simply do not have any free will. Oh, you think you do, but I maintain that what you think is your independent free will is polluted by your nature, your emotions, feelings, and selfishness. You are a product of your upbringing, the bad or good day you are having, perhaps the current state of the country, your politics, or the state of you. Yes, you, with all your emotions and prejudices, your aversions and your little idols, they all play a role in ruling your will. The Apostle Paul speaks for all of us when he laments in Romans 7, 15, 17, and 19, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. As it is no longer I, myself, who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Does that sound like free will? The great and holy, at least a whole lot holier than us, Paul the Apostle is frustrated beyond frustration that he cannot seem to control his own free will. Paul blames his sinful nature. I call that nature self. So again, until you surrender self, you are controlled by yourself. In Romans 8, the Holy Spirit, through Paul, gives us the absolute perfect harmonizing of this tension between what we think is our free will and my insisting that we do not have free will until we surrender our free will. Then, and only then, can we finally begin to live with the energy, clarity, creativity that now flows freely through our inner being, through the Holy Spirit's power and presence within us. And I call this, there's a new boss in town. Romans 8, 5 through 8. Though, and I have added italics here to make this more readable. Those who live according to the flesh, in slavery to their self in control, I add, have their mind set on what the self desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit, now freed from the control of self, have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind controlled by the flesh is death, but the mind freed by the Spirit is now finally free to live with the life and peace of the Spirit. The mind controlled by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. In essence, it has no free will to act freely. Those who are controlled by the flesh cannot please God. They have no free will to do so. Next week, giving up your free will driver's license.